Blog Talk Radio.
Have the victory. Hello, UCA members and visitors. Welcome to this edition of UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. UCA stands for United Christian Ambassadors. And if you are a true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are an ambassador for Christ. Amen. Amen. I am your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, which is located at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And our services starts at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. That's 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And our services starts at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. Okay, so right now, text or inbox, call all your friends and family members and tell them to dial in to this special edition of UCA Radio. The number to dial is 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. Or you can look for my post on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just click on the link where you see the post of this particular show to listen from your computer. Okay, and if you don't want to dial in, you can click on the post to listen from your computer. You can click on the link today and all this week on Facebook, or just go to Blog Talk Radio and look for Solar Records Radio and then click on UCA Radio. Okay, you can do it either way. The book, remember that we have a book called Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain. You should really get this book. Pray before you read it. Go to a private place and let the Holy Spirit unveil a lot of things for you. Or visit our webpage, www.churchofjesuschristministry.com. Go there and just go ahead and navigate. You'll click on the three little lines on your left, and then you'll be able to navigate throughout the entire web page. You can go to media where you can see the message of life with T. Meyer and Tasila McCain. It'll take you directly to hsbn.tv, and you can catch us on YouTube also. So you can just go to YouTube, put our name, the message of life with Pastor T. Meyer and Tasila McCain, or just T. Meyer and Tasila McCain. And you can see us on YouTube anytime this week and on many other apps. So go ahead and join us, okay? Don't go away. We're going to be right back. And when we come back, we're going to get right into our message for today. Very important message. You don't want to miss it. Praise the Lord. Stay right there.
I sing to you, my Savior. I'm
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You're listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. Let's get right into our message for today, a very, very important message. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, open the hearts and minds of the people listening to this broadcast today. Help them, Lord, to understand what this message is about, Lord. Let your word come through and let it live in their hearts. For the glory of God, in Jesus' holy, mighty, wonderful name, I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. The name of this message is, here's the name of the message. Christians, it's up to us. I'll repeat that. Christians, it's us. For many years, we have had warnings about attacks on America, about foreign troops on American soil, hundreds of today's prophets prophesying death and destruction coming to America, many of them having dreams and visions, myself included, along with my wife and an elder of our church. And now many attacks has already started in so many ways, all over the world, even here in America, because of filthy rich trillionaires. I said trillionaires, not billionaires, but trillionaires playing chess games with innocent lives all over the world. These extremely rich people are all over, they're over all secret societies like the Illuminati, the Bilderberg Group, and religions like Catholicism, Islam, and certain Christian denominations. They're over all of this. These trillionaires are using many government agencies, prime ministers, kings, and political leaders to carry out their orders. And all of this is just for their entertainment. Understand that. Think about that. This whole thing, all of this evil that's going on from above our government, because it's starting above the government to your neighborhoods. It's just a game for these trillionaires to show how powerful they are. These trillionaires, they mingle with demons and devils. They are all driven by demons and influenced by Satan himself. This is evil to the highest degree. These are things that you don't know about, and the media isn't going to tell you about this because they're actually in charge of the media, too. They put leaders in office that will sell our country to the highest bidder just to have wealth and live in luxury. And many of them are literally flushing our country down the drain. They allow all kinds of sins to surface and be accepted. That's the first step to weakening the nations, allowing and doing anything that is against the pure word of God. They keep our borders open in America for terrorists to enter in. And now they are all in our country. Most of them, a lot of them, are in our country right now and planting cell groups. They have a plan. Our leaders here in America have given weapons to our enemies, and now our enemies are using our very own weapons against us. These filthy rich people, the ones who are really in control, have weakened our country by making men weak. They make the men weak by physically and mentally turning men into women and women into men. And by promoting a lawless society, they condone the murder of babies right here in America. And then we talk about how horrible Hamas is for killing babies when our government is doing the same thing by legalizing abortions. Here's another interesting fact. They are slowly trying to take away our personal guns. Now, understand, I'm not for violence and all of that, but hear me out, because I know that there are many guns out there in the streets that people are using out of anger, jealousy, and even to rob people, murder, rape, and take control of others. Some people just start shooting guns just for fun. But that's not the reason that these leaders want to take our guns away. It would be nice if it was the reason, but they want to take They want to take away our personal weapons that many in this country use to protect their families. They want to take these guns away. Why? Because they don't want any American citizens to have guns. Well, once again, I ask why? Because many in our country are opening up doorways so that, and when I say many in our country, I'm talking about many of the leaders in our country are opening up doorways so that our foreign enemies, which many are already in this country, and some are political leaders, yep, you heard it, so they're doing this so that they can easily have foreign troops along with our very own military to enter into our houses and take us captive or kill us just to maintain control over the population. That's one of the main things they want to do is have control over the population, and they have to do something to make that happen. They want to enforce a one world order, so they need to make it easy by taking away our guns. They have to control the population to make that happen. You see, they have to start a political campaign of no guns, taking away guns and stuff like that, because many Americans have some pretty personal, sophisticated weapons. A lot of people in America, so it's not going to be that easy for troops and a lot of people to come to this country and just go in our houses. A lot of them will be killed. So we have been, you know, the thing is that they want to control the population. So they do it by deception. They get the public on their side to speak against gun control, you know, and I'm okay with that. But their reasons for doing that is a whole total different reason. You see, we have been attacked for many years in many ways, this country, even with viruses. You know, that's why people come up with vaccines and all that kind of stuff. We've been attacked by terrorists poisoning our water supply and planting viruses in our national computer system, you know, computer viruses, as well as in hospitals. They put these viruses in hospitals and businesses, and they do all of this, and then they charge the business or the hospital billions of dollars to take the virus away. And many of these businesses are paying it because they need their computer system. And they pay it, and then these terrorists will put another virus in there again and demand more money. Even in our government, they place viruses and go into our computer systems, planting bombs in certain public places. They are responsible for hate crimes, racial crimes, people protesting, Americans against Americans. That's what's happening. Using the media as a catalyst in order to keep our nation divided. People, the war is on. Nations have been ordered by these trillionaire leaders for many years to start wars for the purpose of wealth and having power over the nations. This is just a game for them. They have been using our enemies to spy on us for years with their balloons in the sky, their drones and telescopes from out of space. This is nothing new because we do the same things to them, to other nations. And now their plan is for us to be attacked. Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea has devised a plan to take over America. This is one of their plans. China, whose symbol is a dragon, of which for them represents power, success, and good fortune, and good luck. But it tells us spiritually that they are being totally controlled by Satan himself to promote an antichrist system and to bring a dictatorship to this nation, totalitarianism. Okay, dictatorship to this government. And they're doing this. Now listen, I'm talking about the leaders and those that's over these leaders. I'm not talking about your common citizens in all of these countries. Because believe it or not, your regular citizens in all of these nations, they're not looking to start any war against anybody. It's those that's in power that wants to do this because they want to have control. Their greed is running them. Demons are running them. But all of this stuff has already started. It started years ago by China buying up almost all of our land and universities, and our political leaders making deals with China and some even with Russia, which is flushing our country, once again, like I said, down the drain. Iran is a Muslim nation, and Muslims hate Israel and they hate Christians. They are the natural enemies of Israel, and the Palestinians are the modern-day Philistines. The Philistines who fought against Israel for hundreds of years. They've always been an enemy to Israel. They just changed their name. The Hamas are now rising up in this hour to continue the fight because the Gaza Strip has been under the rule of the political militant Islamist group Hamas since 2007. Iran, along with Russia, has been likened unto a bear. Iran now supports Hamas. Well, they've been supporting. They've just been fighting America and Israel and all these, you know, fighting different nations under Hamas. They're just hiding behind that. But Iran is responsible for all of this. And their aim is to totally wipe Israel off the face of the earth. But God has an answer for Gaza in Amos chapter 1, verse 6. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Gaza and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they carried away captive the whole captivity to deliver them up to Edom. But I will send a fire on the wall of Gaza, which shall devour the palaces thereof. Now that word is even more alive today than it was back then during that time. God's word is alive and it endures forever. And it's more powerful now of what God is going to do than even back then. Besides the bear being a type of Iran, Russia has also been likened unto a bear. They are all a part of this scripture in Daniel chapter 7, verse 5. And behold, another beast, a second, like to a bear. And it raises up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, arise, devour much flesh, devour much flesh. Russia is a big bear because of the relentless way of attacking without mercy. Russia and China have teamed up with all of these other countries to do their part in the destruction of Israel and America. And in many cases, they are working behind the scenes like Iran, with Hamas yelling, first Israel, then America. So if they are looking to destroy America, then that means that they are looking to destroy Christianity. Here's something else. The next thing that they are planning for in America, or what they're planning for America, is an EMP attack, which is an electromagnetic pulse that will take away all of our electricity all over the country for 365 days. Now, these plans is what they're trying to do very soon. This will cause many in America to die. Now, keep in mind that this is their plan. If this happens, then we will have no means of communication. Our phones, our cell phones, computers, cars, lights, gas, water, will all be cut off. We will not be able to go to the store. Food will spoil, and there will be no food in the stores. America will begin to starve if this happens, which will cause robberies, thefts, and even murder. All of this is their plan to destroy us. So what can America do to save themselves? Well, it's all in the hands of Christians. Yes, that's right. Christians. It's up to us to save not only this country, but the entire world. And here's what we have to do, and I mean every Christian right here in America will have to start this off. We are the ones, this is what we have to do. Second Chronicles, the Lord told us a long time ago what we are to do. Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. This is the answer to the ills of the world, but it's up to us, Christians. We are the people who are called by his name. All the things that I talked about don't have to happen if we obey the word of God. And I mean really obey his word. All the evil will not come upon us. But if we refuse to obey his word, you can be sure that all these things that I talked about will come upon us. The Lord allowed Israel to be overtaken by their enemies because of rebellion. So if we rebel, the same thing will happen to us. The Lord always answers the prayers of his people when they offer up sincere prayers. When they repent and call upon the name of the Lord, he will answer. But we must do our part, as it is written in Joel chapter 2, verse 12 through 17. Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn you, even to me with all your heart and with fasting and with weeping and with mourning, and rend your hearts. Rend your heart, not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. God will repent. He will change his mind. He'll do a turnaround and decide not to do the evil on you if you turn your heart to him. The Lord will hold back the punishment that we so rightly deserve and give us great favor if we all repent and seek his face truly. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. That means to sound a warning. Lift up the prophetic voice. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and those that suck the breast. All of this is for real men of God to do. The sounding of the trumpet is giving the people the word of God, which is God's warning, his instructions and directions in this hour. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. God is saying today to let the Lord Jesus Christ, our bridegroom, come now and reveal his bride. His last day church. Continuing, let the priest, the ministers of the Lord, and today that means all ministers of God, prophets, pastors, priests, evangelists, and apostles, all ministers, weep between the porch and the altar. We must humble ourselves before the great God. And let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach. We are God's heritage, that the heathen should rule over them. Why should they say among the people, where is their God? We can't let the heathen mock the Lord. We must stand in the gap for our congregations, just as Jesus, our high priest, stands in the gap for all of us. Why should the heathen say to us, where is your God? Let us be able to show them our God with power and authority. Keep in mind that many things that happened and has happened physically to Israel is a type of what is happening or going to happen to us. For example, Israel is surrounded by their enemies. Christianity is also surrounded by their enemies, even spiritual enemies. Today in this country, Israel was in Egyptian, the Babylonian, Persian, Roman bondage because of sin. Christians are also in bondage to this Egyptian, Babylonian, Persian, and Roman system right here in America. Keep in mind both Christians and Jews were persecuted in Rome. I heard a minister say that Islam and Israel consider themselves a nation, but Christianity still looks at themselves as a religion. Christians, we are a nation. We are a nation within a nation right here in America. We are a nation. We must first get out of mental bondage to these systems. We must be free mentally. I'm talking to Christians. We must be free mentally. We must be transformed, as it is written in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Once we are mentally out of bondage to this world system, then we can see the kingdom of God more clearly and enter in. That's why it is so important to pray for Israel, because it is God's will to join us, Christians and Jews, to be one in Christ Jesus. And if God delivers Israel, and he will, then you know that he will deliver us also. He'll deliver us, Christians, because we are still his people. Now, however, Israel today isn't the same Israel that we read about in Scripture. Israel today has become a more secular nation, just like Christianity, with some of the same sins that we have in Christianity, you know, like homosexuality and so on. I could go on and on. So we are not the same as the early church either. We have gotten a lot more secular as well. But Israel and Christianity will have to repent and truly, fully turn to the Lord our God, and he will answer. While Israel is waiting for Yeshua, his first coming, they're waiting for Jesus' first coming. They call him Yeshua. We Christians, we believe that Yeshua, Jesus, has already came and is returning again soon. We believe that he came already and that he's returning soon, while they believe that he hasn't come yet, but he's coming. Either way, Jesus may not come in the way that many think, because he will first be seen in persons before he is seen in person. He wants to show himself strong in us. The Jews don't know this, and many Christians aren't aware of this either. So the Jews are believing in Yeshua. They're believing in Yeshua Jesus, or in Jesus, though they call him Yeshua. They believe in him, and they are waiting for his coming. They just have a kind of misunderstanding of the scriptures. But many Christians don't fully understand the scriptures either. Once God's people repent, seek his face, and pray, then God will answer. His word says so in Joel 2, verses 18 through 24. Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and you shall be satisfied therewith. And I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. You see, today, Christianity and Israel is becoming a reproach in the land, but God will restore us. Continuing, but I will remove far off from you the northern army and will drive him into a land barren and desolate, with his face toward the east sea and his hinder part toward the utmost sea. And his stink shall come up, and his ill savor shall come up, because he hath done great things. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, You see, God will fight our battles and drive away all of our enemies, physical enemies and spiritual. For the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, you beast of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, the church, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain. He's talking to the church. He hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Now, of course, you know this is twofold. He's talking to the children of Israel in the natural because they need the harvest. But today, in this hour, he's talking about the rain of the Holy Spirit. God is giving us the earnest of our inheritance, or a down payment of our inheritance, which is the Holy Spirit. And the latter rain of our inheritance, or the full balance of our inheritance, which, of course, is the Holy Spirit. And he's given us both the earnest or down payment and the latter rain, the full balance at the same time, which means he's giving us the fullness of his Holy Spirit and fire power. And the floors shall be full of wheat. We will have plenty. And the fats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm and the pillars and the caterpillars and the palmer worm. And my great army, which I sent among you, the Lord is going to restore everything that the enemy has taken from us because we humbled ourselves, repented, and started to seek his face with our whole hearts. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed, and ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. He is saying to us today that he shall be in the midst of us collectively and individually, and that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. He will lift us up. He will glorify us, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He said afterwards. After what? After we have repented and fully submitted to him. Then he will give us the fullness of his spirit. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Anyone who call on him, whether they are Jew or Gentiles, they will be saved. For in Mount Zion, that is to say, in God's last day church, and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, in God's city of peace, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. The remnant. The remnant today is that small group of anointed Christian people. And Christians are a mixture of Jews and Gentiles. Anointed Christian people. That's why it is so important to pray without ceasing, as it is written in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 through 24. Pray without ceasing. Stay in an attitude of prayer, praying when you get a chance, any time of the day or night. Even pray for your enemies. In everything, give thanks, because many things happen to us for a purpose and a reason. So give thanks, knowing that God will bring us through all things. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Don't do anything that will prevent the Holy Spirit from moving in your life. Despise not prophesying. Listen to the prophecies, because they can be giving you warnings, directions, or instructions in this hour. Just try all spirits and use your discernment that God has given you. I understand that there's a lot of people out there just talking mess, but use your discernment. God will let you know who's real and who's not. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from the appearance of evil. Be careful with the things you do, where you go, how you talk and carry yourself. You don't want your light to grow dim or be taken away from you, period. The very God of peace sanctify you wholly. God will set you aside for his peculiar purpose. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let your whole man be blameless and upright before the Lord. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. God is faithful in all that he does for us. Just keep in mind that in this hour, we must understand the weapons that we use in order to combat Satan and his demons, as it is written. Understand that, what our weapons are. Understand, as it is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 6, for although we live in the natural realm, we don't wage a military campaign employing human weapons, using manipulation to achieve our aims. Instead, our spiritual weapons are energized with divine power to effectively dismantle the defenses behind which people hide, be it spiritual or physical. We can demolish every deceptive fantasy that opposes God and break through every arrogant attitude that is raised up in defiance of the true knowledge of God. We capture, like prisoners of war, every thought and insist that it bow in obedience to the Anointed One. Since we are armed with such dynamic weaponry, we stand ready to punish any trace of rebellion as soon as you choose complete obedience. You see, we have to choose complete obedience first. Let us hold tight to the Lord Jesus Christ and apply his word, really apply his word in this hour upon yourselves and upon those who you come across. We have to do that. We've got to move forward, Christians, not backwards. We are the answer to the ills of this world. God has given us his authority, his power, and we are to use it for the glory of God so that the entire world will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We want every knee to bow and every tongue to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Yes, indeed. We want the world to believe. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This next song deals with people in every nation on the face of the earth. If they would truly seek the face of the Lord with all their hearts and receive him, I think that this would be the beginning of the kingdom of God on earth. Listen.
The world is full of trouble, sickness and disease. People run to and fro, searching high and low for peace. But there shall be no peace, my friend, until we all lend an ear to the one and only God who can wipe away all our tears.
Oh, I tell you,
it's the world within, in the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. It's us with their decree. It's the world beneath.
Everybody now.
Lord and the King of Kings,
it's
us with
blessed
and free.
Jesus is King.
Moses.
Jesus is King. And I know that there's many that's in bondage right now. You're in spiritual bondage, mental bondage, physical bondage. In some way, your situation is keeping you in bondage. Keep in mind that Jesus is the deliverer, and he will deliver you.
That Jesus Christ will show that Jesus. but you don't know just how your life is gonna change. When your days and your nights get harder,
the Holy Lord has promised to
deliver. The Lord has thought of work in your heart.
Listening to UCA Radio, where you will hear music and a message. Praise the Lord. Here's the scriptures for the week. Amos chapter 1, verse 6. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Gaza, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they carried away captive the whole captivity to deliver them up to Edom. But I will send a fire on the wall of Gaza, which shall devour the palaces thereof. And Daniel chapter 7 verse 5, and behold, another beast, a second like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, arise, devour much flesh. Hallelujah. And got another one here. Chronicles, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the King. All right, I guess our time is up right now, so I just want to thank you guys for tuning in, and remember, we're here again next week, so tell your friends and family members to tune in and hear some messages. Some of our messages might be a little different from what you might be used to in some of your regular churches, but nevertheless, they're good messages that's good for you. So until next week, I'm just going to say goodbye, and we will see you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
It's time to say goodbye for now. have a second time around. But before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind.